We're joined now by St. Vincent Indians head football coach Tim Schumer, about to start his second season at the helm of the St. Vincent Indians, and they're about to get week one started with Valley Catholic, a big one coming up this Friday, and you'll be able to hear that game on J98 right here. And coach, looking forward to this first matchup and how you've kind of prepared your group for what's to come, really maybe not just for this week, but for the season as a whole. How have you kind of upped their preparation level for it?
I think they're just excited to kind of get the season kicked off. I mean, summer with just practicing day in and day out, it can kind of get kind of dull. So once the season gets here, they're ready to go, and we'll play ready to play whoever we got to play.
Obviously, a lot of momentum coming from how your team finished last season. It didn't start the way you wanted to, but it really did finish it well with winning five of the last seven games there. With the players that remember what that momentum was like at the end of last year, how are they trying to translate it into the start this season?
Just kind of taking that experience, those games that we kind of got off to a good start in, and just kind of trying to carry it over into this season. It starts with the weight room and in the off season, and then carrying everything over to practice this summer. And I think we've done a good job of kind of making sure we're picking up where we left off and kind of combing through the fundamentals and making sure we're going to get off on the right foot.
You know, we've kind of focused in on a lot of the seniors that you have leading the group this year, including your quarterback, Garrett Doublar. You've got some talented running backs as well, and Nick Loppy and Luke Unschreiner, and those guys are all on the defensive side too. As you kind of lean on this senior group, how confident do you think they'll be as far as, you know, trying to attack this year and make it their best one yet?
I mean, I think the senior class as a whole is very talented. And I think the experience that they've gotten from their sophomore year as well as their junior years of starting and being in games and kind of seeing the different situations, I think they're going to use that as a kind of more of a leadership role to lead our team in week in and week out.
You know, going through camp and when you started, you know, whenever it was, maybe back in late June or July, when you got the group together and you started putting things together for this season, is there any one area that you think has really kind of improved leading up to this first week?
I would say I think our defense definitely has put in a lot of hard work this summer, and seeing a lot of turnover, just kind of light bulbs coming on with the players and coming in, lining up in the right spots and kind of knowing what to expect and reading their keys and then flying around and making tackles. So I think they did very well in the jamboree for us, and I think we're going to kind of use that as our advantage as we start the season off.
As you do start it off with Valley Catholic, of course, last year it was kind of lopsided in their favor. But, of course, you know, as we mentioned earlier, the way that you finished last season and how they're trying to translate it into this year, what do you think is different from your group now than they were when you first started them off in week one last season?
I would say a confidence level, not just in themselves, like their abilities on the field, but I think more of a confidence level in both the offense and defense that we're running out there. I mean, last year it was new systems, but this year we're kind of just carrying all that over. So there's not as much of a learning curve as there was last year. So I think we were able to kind of comb through all the fundamentals, both offensively and defensively. And I think just that confidence they have in that, as well as the confidence in themselves, is kind of what we're going to lean on to kind of push us forward this year.
Being able to play this one at home and a lot of your other tough opponents, being able to play them at home, how do you think that'll help you?
I think that's a good advantage for us anytime we can get home and kind of have that extra motivation to play well in front of our home fans and our friends and family. I think that's going to be very well for us and be key for us in those big games this year.
Appreciate your time as always, Coach. We'll be looking forward to seeing you out there and looking forward to following up with you all season long. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, and thank you for all your coverage.